Track 8. We pick up the lesson on the bottom of page 18 where we learn how to say book, pencil, and picture. Here's how to say book. Repeat after Judy.
Masnaigan. Masnaigan. Masnaigan.
And here's how to say pencil.
Masnaigan Achagus. Masnaigan Achagus. Masnaigan Achagus.
And here's how to say picture.
Masinpaiwin. Masinpaiwin. Masinpaiwin.
Now let's learn how to say that person is drawing a picture.
Etapis naiget masinpaiwin. Etapis naiget masinpaiwin.
And now repeat after Judy saying, I will draw a picture.
Niwi tapis naigan masinpaiwin. Niwi tapis naigan masinpaiwin. Niwi tapis naigan masinpaiwin.
Now we switch the focus from drawing to reading. Here's how you say she or he is reading.
E I mean to get. E I mean to get.
In the classroom, it's not uncommon to hear the teacher say, you read it, as in it's your turn, like you take a turn reading it. So here's how the teacher might say, you read it.
Kaimitan is you read it. Kaimitan. Kaimitan.
Here's how you say I'm reading now.
Ndaimitgan megwat. Megwat is now. Ndaimitgan megwat.
Here's how a teacher might ask, can you read it?
Kagi aimichiganchi. Kagi aimichiganchi.
Another instruction the teacher might have for you is to tell you to write it down. This is how it sounds.
Masinaha. Masinaha.
As the student, you might want to ask the teacher or the fluent speaker for permission to write it down. And so this is how you ask the question. Can I write it down?
Niachi ingagi masnahen. Niachi ingagi masnahen.
Or sometimes you're thinking out loud and you think, oh, I should write this down. So this is how you say, I should write it down.
Niyak gagi masnahen. Niyak gagi masnahen. Niya is me. I should write it down. Niyak gagi masnahen. That's how I'd say that. Or you could say, mati. Gagi masnahen. Nawi masnahen. I will write it down.
As a learner, that's something that I've noticed is that fluent speakers will give you multiple ways to say the same thing. In the last examples, the sentence that was being translated by Judy was, I will write it down. In this next sentence, It's I will write it to him or her. In other words, I'll text him. Repeat after Judy.
Niwi, I will. Masnahamawal. Niwi masnahamawal.
This is how you say, I will help him or her write it down.
Niwi wichi hao tamasnaha. Niwi wichi hao tamasnaha.
And sometimes in the classroom or in other settings, the teacher or the fluent speaker won't want you to write it down. They just want you to listen. This is how they will tell you, just listen, don't write it down.
Ekaiwia masnaha tepia tandota. Ekaiwia masnaha tepia tandota.
Moving on to page 20. This is how you ask, what are you working on?
Ki guai e atus kataman. Ki guai e atus kataman.
Ask, what are you working on?
Ki guai e atus kataman.
And now Judy will ask, what are you making?
Ki guai e ositayan. Ki guai e ositayan.
And to answer, you say this word, and then you insert the word after of what you are making.
E ositayan.
To answer, you would say, I'm working on, and then insert the word of whatever it is you're working on. So here's how to say the first part of that. I am working on.
E atus kataman oma. And then what is he working on? Ki guai e otas kata. Ki guai e otas kata.
And here's how to ask, what is she or he making?
Ki guai e ositat. Ositat is he's making. Ki guai e ositat.
End of track 8. Thank you for listening.